If your team isn't in the playoffs, don't even bother listening to this.
Fucking poses.
Big Black, and we've got a lot of playoffs to talk about.
Not a lot,
but the four best teams.
The four best teams
in the NFL are going to be playing each other to see both John and I had both a very good weekend.
Yep.
Next weekend, one of us will have a worse weekend than the other one.
Kinda. Yeah.
But,
I don't take losses as hard as Denver fans do.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Anywho, we had a couple of games.
Of course. We had four games this weekend.
Oh, nope. I lied. I do have my internet viewing device.
We should start with the first one, Saints at Seattle.
I knew that was going to happen.
And yeah, well, I mean, I don't think anybody really expected the Saints to win that game. They kept it close.
Yeah, but yo,
and that wacky play at the end where it's just like he threw them. Why didn't he just go out of bounds?
I actually had a customer at that point, so I didn't see it in. But like I've seen
at the end of the play, the Saints recovered an onside kick with a shot. And they were down, 8 points? Yeah, they were down 8 points. So theoretically, within it was a one score game. So they get the ball back, and they complete a pass, and Lance Moore, instead of running out of bounds, decides to try to throw a lateral.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a forward lateral,
yeah,
too.
But it was a forward lateral, right, which is illegal past the line of scrimmage. So the play died. But, yeah, it's just like you could have gone out of bounds and at least gotten one more Hail Mary play, you know.
Yeah, easily.
And then it would have been one of the greatest, you know, comebacks, or, you know, one of the greatest comebacks ever. But instead, Seattle. All right, how about this? New Orleans kept it about as close as San Diego did.
Not even, because San Diego only kept it close for a quarter.
Yeah.
If that. You know, like, well, I guess that's kind of true. No, the Saints started picking up in the third. First half?
I mean, they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but like they started to click in the third. That first quarter was terrible, and I'm like, watching that first quarter, I was like, this is why Drew Brees is like Santa Claus to me. I used to believe in him, but not anymore.
Yeah, Drew Brees did not do well.
Drew Brees.
You know, but it's hard to play in Seattle.
It is, man. You know, and even it was 15-23.
Okay, New Orleans, but look at these numbers, okay?
They had crazy numbers.
If you hear, like, these numbers, New Orleans had 25 first downs versus Seattle's 13. Total yards, 409 versus
277. Yeah, 400 fucking yards.
They had 25 first downs over 13. Third down efficiency. They were shit on third down efficiency.
Well, that's the playoffs, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just like you would think New Orleans puts up monster numbers, but it's just not enough. And I don't know, man.
Jimmy Graham got shut down.
Oh, he was a non-factor. He was non-factor.
That's why they didn't score what they normally would score.
Well, yeah, who else are you going to fucking throw to? Exactly. Lance Moore, he's going to throw a fucking lateral. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I want to like the Saints a lot. I really do. I like Drew Brees. I like the Saints. I like New Orleans, although I've never been there. I guess I like the idea of New Orleans. Yeah. No, if that makes sense.
This is America, baby. It's all about ideas.
But, yeah, you know, so I was a little disappointed also because I think I don't know if anyone in the AFC can beat Seattle.
Seattle's defense. Let's make that very clear. Because their offense is nothing compared to the AFC.
No. I mean, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning.
Yeah, the offense is coming out of the AFC shit all over the offenses in the NFC.
Oh, yeah.
However, the defenses on both the teams, the 49ers and the fucking Seahawks, this is like, what was it, 1-2?
Yeah.
Like, league-wise, like, damn, you know, that's fucking crazy. So, it should be a great Super Bowl, and we should have great games coming up next week.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to think, I don't know, I can see Seattle, San Francisco, I can see that being like a 2013 or like a 2017 game.
Yeah, because their offenses aren't explosive like that.
Yeah, and then like Denver.
And straight defense, you know. If anything, if there's going to be a high-scoring game, it's going to be because of Seattle, and it's going to be because of, like, pick sixes.
Or just, like, yeah, some sort of blowout.
Yeah, just, like, and it's not going to be because of the offense. Because I don't, I refuse to believe the 49ers D would let Russell Wilson completely light them up like that for a whole game.
Yeah. And Marshawn Lynch.
Ugh.
Just, what can you say about the man?
That's what you can say.
It's just like, ugh.
God damn.
He's such a fucking They were just like, you watching that game, and it's like, I'd watch him just break tackles. I'm like, that guy's arms were around him.
Yeah. Three guys were around him.
Yeah.
Why is he still moving 5 yards?
No, what? Oh, another 10 yards.
After contact.
Yeah.
Dragon motherfucker.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch, you know, not doing PEDs anymore, or at least not getting caught doing them.
Yeah, because that's what the Seahawks are all about.
Hey,
do what you want. You get caught, you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know?
Richard Sherman.
And but, what, like three other players?
Yeah, let's talk about a less competitive game, at least towards the end.
Oh, yeah, exactly, at least towards the end, because it was a very interesting game.
Up until the third quarter.
Yeah, up until the third quarter.
Because, I mean, it was just like, there was that chance where it was like, Andrew Luck could do this, man. And I was like, but yeah, then it's just, but you said it best when we were talking about it. It was they slowly just kind of pulled away.
Yeah, it was just a slow, methodical, like, this is why people hate the Patriots, because it's like, everybody at the beginning of the season was like, the Patriots are done with this Aaron Hernandez shit, because he's a beast. You know, Gronk is out there, done. Gronk played like 3 games when we needed him the most, you know. We definitely wouldn't have won that Denver game if Gronkowski wasn't there. Absolutely no way in hell, because he was huge that game. However, getting back to Saturday's game, Andrew Luck is the next Tom Brady / Joe Montana / Brett Favre, whoever the fuck you want to throw, Peyton Manning. He is, for me at least,
he's,
the flashes that come out of him surpass anything else that these younger quarterbacks
have. Man, look at the KC game. The KC game.
Yeah, exactly. KC.
Indy, lick your wounds. Cause
y'all look good, man.
Yeah,
y'all look good.
Yeah, you're going to be legitimate Super Bowl contenders.
Straight up.
2 years from now. Maybe next year.
But that's all it was. It was literally like, you know, it wasn't like David versus Goliath. It was the, you know, almost, I want to say like passing of the torch, but that didn't happen. You know what I mean? It's like the new guys. Hey, you're new, you're skilled, but we're still the big guys on campus.
Well, yeah, because Tom's had 10 more years.
Yeah, exactly. That experience.
Of reading that defense, reading that time.
And just being in the playoffs.
Yeah, and just, you know, having that pressure.
Yeah. 43-22, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was close in the beginning.
It's closer than the score would indicate.
It was up until the end.
Up until the end. But that fourth quarter happened, it was done. That fourth quarter happened.
LeGarrette Blount. What is he, like 50? Had like a 73-yard run. I'm like, what the fuck is... Where the fuck did that run game come from?
24 rushes, 166.
For 4 touchdowns.
For 4 touchdowns. Thank you for that that jump in enthusiasm.
There wasn't a break in the audio.
There was no break in the audio. Dan Dierdorf was helpful to point out that LeGarrette Blount sure made some fantasy owners happy.
Oh, my God.
All 10 of them who participate at this point in the season.
I'm sorry. Like, if you're still in a fantasy football league right now, you've got issues.
Yeah, I'm not
one. Enjoy the playoffs, man.
I mean, I'm not in any position to judge anyone for their nerdiness. But
no, I mean, no. But I'm just like, man,
Man, you're like way into the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like if you're, for me at least, if you're doing fantasy at this point, you're not necessarily enjoying the competition because you're still rooting for other guys to do well for your team, you know. I feel like that should just stop at the playoffs, you know. If your team is in, that's it, you know. Go back to like how it was in the early 2000s before
fantasy really blew up. Yeah, because that's kind of how it is.
No, it really is, you know. And then, but like, you know, he's making a lot of fantasy. What the fuck is he talking? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was still like, I was like, no, Dan, I'm sorry, fantasy is fucking over.
Nope, NFL.com's got that fucking...
Yeah, they got a commercial that they'll shove down your fucking throat every 20 minutes. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's for Utah. San Francisco. No, I mean, I don't know. Did anybody think that fucking Carolina was going to win? I didn't.
I did. I honestly did. But this was, you know, I was like, for the Patriots and the Broncos, which we'll get to Broncos in a minute... Last week, or whatever week it was, I was like, you know, bye weeks, man. I love them, but they also make me extremely nervous because of that break. You know, veteran teams get it done. This is their first time coming off a bye week. You know, if they would have played in the wild for wild cards, played last week at the 3 seed or whatever, and won, I think they would have beat them today. But I think it's just the whole combination of the team just being young and just. Like, everybody being together and being in that position for the first time, you know. They were totally underprepared, you know.
Yeah, their offense...
It was like a regular season kind of preparation just from the few minutes that I saw that game, you know.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, it's just the defense, the offense, I think, you know. I think Carolina's D did a good job. You can beat a team that scores 23 points. Yeah. That's totally doable.
Yeah.
But not when you only score 10. And, you know, that's kind of how it was. It was like the Carolina's D was good. They did a good job. I mean, granted, San Francisco's not this explosive offense, but,
no,
but they kept it close. But that second half, Carolina just could not score.
No, it was pretty sad. Frustrating for Cameron.
Cameron Newton.
Isn't that shrimp in Spanish? Cameron.
But the Muppet from the Eagles from the Muppets led his team to victory.
Jim Henson's baby doll.
I'm sorry, Colin. You're probably a really nice guy.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, Mr. Kaepernick.
Oh, I thought that was his middle name, Colin. You're probably a really nice guy, Kaepernick.
But man, you look like the Eagle from the Muppets.
Yeah.
It's but like
a caricature.
Yeah, they won. They won soundly. That second half, it was just like it was all San Francisco. Which leads us to the last game of the weekend.
The last game
of the one weekend. I was dreading. Which you had
good reason to
because if
it were any other team, I honestly believe the Broncos would have lost.
Yeah.
If it was any other team in the playoffs right now.
Well, maybe not the Bengals.
No, like the games that were played this week. Oh, yeah, it was like shuffled.
If that was Tom Brady, that the Broncos could have probably would have lost that game, or at least it would have gone to overtime.
Yeah.
And but yeah, the Broncos won. They looked very good for about 3 quarters. For 3 quarters, I was like, okay, the defense is doing a good job, you know.
Then dun 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 dun, dun Fox ball,
and you just see these run plays and this conservative bullshit.
Yeah, just say it. What it is, bullshit.
No, I'm sorry. In today's NFL, there is no letting up. There is no running the score up because at any point that team is going to come roaring back, and if they smell blood and suddenly you're on the ropes, man.
Yeah, man.
Tom Brady's gonna kill you. Colin Kaepernick's
he'll run all over you.
He'll run all over you.
Cause that is the one thing you cannot take away from that dude. Whatever Harbaugh was like last week was like, yo, I think we can all say Colin Kaepernick is clutch. No, we can't say that. You know. What I can say is, God damn, that motherfucker can run. He's got the longest stride on the planet next to a giraffe. It's ridiculous. And he kind of looks like one, too.
Yeah.
He's got a long tongue. It's black. And he eats leaves for breakfast. Eucalyptus.
Not even on the same continent.
Once again, it's not the offense of the Broncos that worries me.
No, it's never the offense, man. The same shit with the Patriots. It's like, I'm not worried about Tom Brady and them because they get it done. However, you know, that defense, the Patriots, over the last couple of games, I honestly have to say they're playing their best football right now, which is scary. You know, the Broncos, not so much. They had their run in the beginning of the season. After that, you know, after they started playing real teams, the Kansas City game, that first one, you know, obviously they won, but like that was the start of like, okay, here's some like legitimate teams you're going to have to play. In the defense, like you said, it's like you guys beat up on all these shitty teams. Now what are you going to do against the guy that's just as good as your quarterback or a guy that's almost as good as your quarterback? And they do it for two quarters, three quarters. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah,
with the Dreads, but he was like, we got to close out better on defense, you know.
They scored 17 points. They held them scoreless for three quarters.
Three quarters, yeah.
And that's unacceptable. 17 points, Tom Brady's going to win.
Yeah, that is, no, you're absolutely, it is unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
And it happened in fucking Foxborough.
I mean, it'd be one thing if the Broncos scored like 24 points in that fourth quarter.
Right. That's completely different.
That is completely different. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if the Broncos were up, if it was like 54-7 going into the fourth quarter and they scored 17 points in the fourth quarter.
No, that's, well, who cares?
That's fine. Whatever. I don't give a shit. but, I mean, this is you had the game done. You had the game done and you had to score just two touchdowns and you couldn't do that. And you couldn't stop them from scoring two touchdowns.
Yeah. And that's the Fox ball, man.
That's the Fox ball, and hopefully this is kind of their wake up call. And because, I mean,
honestly, you've been saying that all season.
I know, but yeah. I'm trying to put on rose colored glasses right now.
I understand, man. I understand, but like it's a legitimate concern. We're not concerned about the offenses of either team. It's the defense. Can the defense keep up with Peyton? Can the defense keep up with Brady? Tom. You know. It's like, can it happen? You know, those are legitimate questions.
But either way, as I've said, whenever Brady and Manning play each other,
yep,
and especially at this caliber for the AFC championship,
this late in the season,
this is going to be great football. What? If you're a fan of football, you're going to be watching this game.
Yeah,
and sorry NFC, but come on. Mm-hmm. It's just like, there's the Kaepernick-Wilson rivalry.
Yeah, and I don't want to take anything away from them, but that's not close to
that game's
Brady's.
Not going to be as exciting. We're going to be looking at scores probably in the mid-30s for the Broncos and Pats.
Okay, it's like this. You got a really great defense and a couple of hot young quarterbacks. And then, yeah, on the other hand, it's like you have the quarterbacks of our football lifetime.
Yeah.
You know. Going against each other for the second time this season.
For the second time. For the right to go to the Super Bowl.
The 15th time total.
Yeah.
To go to the Super Bowl. You are not beating that story.
And they're 2-for-2 in AFC championships against each other.
It's going to be awesome.
The series is even when it comes to the AFC championship. So that's I mean, there's so many storylines. So many great storylines.
Partly because they've been playing in the league for so long. Yeah. You know. But like I said, I don't mean to take anything away. You know, if we have NFC fans on this podcast listening, which I completely doubt at this point in the podcast, the life of the podcast, you know, I don't mean to take anything away from you, but it's like you're not beating 10-plus years of history, you know?
Yeah.
He just beat his former team. That's another fucking storyline, you know? That obviously has nothing to do with what he's doing right now, but again, you know, you can spin that into anything you want, you know? So it's like there's a million storylines. Tom Brady can potentially get number four. Peyton can actually possibly finish out a season as the greatest. You know, it's like
he'll get that second ring, and suddenly all that talk.
Yeah, all that shit will just dissipate because it has to. Because he not only had the greatest season ever,
but he'll be he'll have won the Super Bowl, and B, he'll be the only quarterback in history to win two Super Bowls with two different teams.
Yeah, which is bananas. So, sorry again, NFC fans. I do want to watch your game.
No, it's going to be a good game. There's no question that it's not going to be a good game. Those storylines, we've heard those storylines.
Yeah, this is David versus Goliath, in my opinion, NFC, AFC games. Like I said.
And granted, the Peyton-Brady storyline, that's old, but it's...
It's old, but it's... It's fresh.
But it's also, they're still playing at the top level.
Wes Welker, ex-Patriot. There's another storyline there. Like, it's, they've been playing against each other for so long, but every time there's something new, there's something fresh involved in it, you know?
Yeah, you know.
And it's I can't fucking wait.
They played in New England last time. They're coming to Denver this time.
Like, it's God damn it, just hurry up.
This is a tense week, because...
hurry up, NFL.
Yeah. The gift and curse of the NFL is you get one game a week. So I spend in my entire week stressing out about that fucking game. But the also nice thing is I spend the entire week stressing and fretting about that game. And it's just I love my Rockies. I love my Rockies.
He tolerates the Rockies.
I don't like how they run.
Julian tolerates the Rockies because they're his home team.
They're my home team.
And, you know, you're not going to hate on your home team. But you won't support them.
But yeah, at a certain point, I'm like, you know,
you gotta draw the line.
You know, those Giants fans sure seem happy. those Yankees and Red Sox fans sure seem happy.
But again, like, this is another off topic that we should probably touch upon after the NFL season. Like, the atmosphere for sporting in baseball, the Broncos games, you would not know. Like, you would think this is a rowdy sports town,
but
it isn't. It's far from it.
No,
the Broncos fans are rowdy because, you know, football is football. But, you know, the what do you call it? The wine and cheese crowd.
The wine and cheese crowd of Coors Field and Pepsi Center.
You know, it's just like, it is what it is. But back to football.
But so we got two great games. The four. Let's face it. The four best fucking teams in the NFL
are in the fucking
are gonna play for the Super Bowl.
And
that's the way it should be.
I was gonna say the same shit. It should be like we don't have
that sixth seed.
Yeah, sneaking in.
Yeah. Okay, San Francisco was the fifth seed, but let's face it. Are you gonna really tell me that a 11-5 San Francisco team is worse than a 8-7-1 a 9-7-1 team. It was 8-7-1.
Whatever.
Fucking 8-7-1.
Oh yeah.
Packers team.
Yeah, no, and the Vikings. The Vikings had a tie too, right, this season?
Yeah, but that was with the Pack.
Yeah, but their record was a lot.
Yeah, their record was a lot worse. Congratulations to new
right.
But I mean, obviously, you know how we're going to go on the AFC games. My gut's telling me that they're going to lose. I'm going to pick the Broncos. I'm going to save field goal.
I'm going to pick the Patriots by, like, two touchdowns. Peyton's going to have a shit game. It's Brady's already had his shit game. Peyton hasn't. And, you know, like, I don't give a fuck. I've been watching Peyton play a long time, just like everybody else. And, yeah, they're 2-2. But, like, when it comes down to it, and it's not even being from Boston, like, I believe in Tom Brady more in the playoffs more than I believe in Peyton. And that's what it comes down to, honestly. Like, that's not biased. You can ask my motherfucking mom, sorry, mom, for saying it like that. But, like, you know, I was talking to her the other day. She's like, you used to be a Peyton dick rider. And I was like, yeah, because I wanted him to win a goddamn ring. I didn't want him to be like Dan Marino. And he's still kind of like Dan Marino.
Which is nuts. Which is fucking nuts.
You know, I really love Peyton Manning, man. He's my second favorite quarterback because Tom's from the hometown, you know.
But
goddamn, I can't wait for this fucking game. Honestly, Julian's picking the Broncos. I'm picking the Patriots. At the end of the day, we both agree that we think either one of our teams are going to possibly lose to Seattle if they get there.
Yeah.
If it's San Fran, I think AFC's taking it.
Yeah, I think Broncos and Pats both have a very good shot of beating San Francisco.
But against Richard Sherman leading... God.
No, because it's just like... I know if... fuck. If the Broncos make it to the Super Bowl and it's the Seahawks, I know Peyton Manning's going to throw an interception in the fourth quarter. Ices the game.
But that's the thing. It's not only in the fourth quarter. These motherfuckers get interceptions. It seems like every other time the offense has the ball, it's like they get an interception or force a goddamn fumble, man. It's fucking crazy.
No, they get after it, but...
But yeah, let's hope...
I'm gonna pick Seattle to win the NFC. I'm gonna say by touchdown.
They're playing in Seattle, and I know the 49ers have beaten them, you know, plenty of times, but
they split the series. It basically, I mean, but when the Niners played in Seattle, they got blown the fuck
out. I know. And I'm like, it's going to happen again because it's the playoffs and it's even louder there. What we hear on the radio that they register on the fucking Richter scale.
No, yeah, there was a...
That's nuts!
One of that fumble like late in the game or some shit like that.
That it was nuts. So
loud and they shook the stadium so hard that it registered. Seattle, I begrudgingly respect your fan base.
You know, I honestly... I want to see their fan base in a regular stadium. I know they're going to be loud, but that stadium is designed to pump up shit.
You know? Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I'm not saying they're louder than, you know, like your average, if they were in another stadium. But, I mean, just to shake the stadium.
No, yeah, it's fucking like...
God, that takes some guts.
The old... God, I remember going to a fucking basketball game or some shit with my mom at the old Boston Garden. The Boston Garden, it was like 90 years old at that time, and... Man, that shit started shaking.
Oh no, the Old Mile High was that.
I was fucking petrified.
The Old Mile High was like, because everybody would
stomp on their feet and shit.
And it was just like the whole place would just shake. Shit. It would just shake. And I remember like sitting there and my dad's like, it's okay.
Yeah. Like, and feeling the building rock like, oh my God, this is not normal.
Yeah, and see like, and that was one of the great things about the Old Mile High.
But, it'll get like that again because shit falls apart, you know?
Yeah, but like... I don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah. Wow. You guys definitely are the 12th man. Seahawks fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely got that easily.
I don't know. If the Broncos did it, I would disapprove because I'd be like, that's a Seahawk thing.
It is just like the fucking towels, man. Get rid of the towels.
Yeah. Can we put a ban on all towels at sporting events, like, please?
Just leave it in
that Pittsburgh. Is a Steelers thing. Yeah. That's their terrible towels. They do that.
Yeah,
ownership, I know it's like, those are cheap as hell. Mm-hmm. And you can be like, oh, I got you something for the playoffs because, you know. But how about... You just spend an extra 30 cents or whatever and just get those cheap-ass, thin-ass t-shirts.
Yeah, just fucking slap some dumb-ass logo on it.
Yeah, fucking, you know, any company's going to be like, yeah, we'll take on, you know, 90% of that if we can put our logo on it.
Yep, because people will wear that shit.
People will wear that shit. So just get t-shirts. Towels are fucking stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, let's leave the towels in fucking Pittsburgh. Yeah. Nobody else can have the 12th man.
Leave that in Seattle.
That's Seattle, you know.
Yeah, and I
if
guess...
If somebody in basketball wants to be the 6th man, I guess I wouldn't...
Well, literally, though, off the bench, you are the 6th man. There's nothing you can do about that, you know.
But I don't know. It's just like...
You know, that's why they don't call it the Lambeau Leap anywhere else, you know. Because it's the same shit. Yeah, you jump in, but they don't call it that, you know. That's leave that shit in Green Bay. That's their thing, you know.
Yeah. Or they just refer to it as the Lambeau Leap because what else is it going to be called?
Yeah. But anywho.
Yeah.
There were rumors that I heard jumping into next season of the NFL because goddamn I love football that the fucking... What's it called? The Texans are possibly looking to trade the first round pick.
Why?
I'm trying to find more info on that. This was a couple weeks ago, but I'm like, you guys are dumb if that really happens. Because.
No, you need a quarterback.
You definitely need a quarterback.
I mean, yeah. what are you going to fucking do?
I'm like, and there's.
I mean, I guess you could... What, Chubb again? But, I mean, good God. No,
you're not going... You're not moving forward with him. You're either going to stay...
Did they even hire a coach?
I think they did. Oh, yeah, Wes Welker's helmet.
Oh, Wes Welker's helmet. Which, let's face it, is going to be the future.
Yep, this is the future of the NFL, everybody. Get used to it.
Yeah, Wes Welker wore a large helmet today.
It was full of padding.
Full of padding. Oh, yeah, okay. Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien was the coach?
Yeah.
For the Texans?
Yeah, he was It was Penn State's.
Oh, yes. That is totally right.
Yeah.
I remember his thing now. I remember his little press conference.
Bill O'Brien. People also search for Joe Paterno, Matt McGloin, Jerry Sandusky. Let's not forget Penn State.
Yeah, let's not forget that fucking disgusting shit.
We are Penn State.
Fuck Penn State.
But yeah, so they got a new No. You use your
number one.
No. You don't trade it away. That is insane. Unless you're getting what? Like fucking Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Or something like that? I mean.
But no, that's what I mean. Like the prospects, I don't know.
Who are you going to trade for?
They need a quarterback. The defense is cool. They haven't. Arian Foster getting injured definitely hurt the fuck out of them too. You know?
Yeah, but he's always injured.
Yeah, that's true.
Ben Tate got injured too.
Yeah. But like if fucking Johnny Football is going in this, if he's going in this draft.
No, he is, I think.
You know, and you've got the number one pick, and you've got Matt Schaub as your best quarterback, you know, I'm willing to take a shot on a rookie, you know? Yeah, Schaub will start the season, absolutely, you know, but the minute he starts fucking up, let's see what this kid can do, you know.
Or just, like, have it, a QB battle at training camp, who's ever playing.
Well, yeah, because it'll obviously start at training camp, you know. But it's training camp, so Schaub will probably have, you know, his veteran shit because it's not pressure, like, real game pressure on him. But, I just thought that was crazy when I heard that shit, and I wanted to just talk about that.
No, that's insane. That is insane. Because it's like, if you get, like, you got a new head coach, get him to get his guy with, like, that number one pick, so you have that, like, relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know. No.
Yeah, if that pans out to be true.
Also, let's congratulate the Washington Native Americans for hiring their 8th coach in 16 years.
Washington Native Americans? What the hell are you talking about? Yeah.
So Dan Snyder, you don't know how to run a football team.
Yeah, there are certain times where you should just stay the fuck out of the business and provide the money. Keep your eye on the business, but stay out of the business.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I don't know who you're hiring or what you're doing to, like, find the coaches or, like.
But no, I think, isn't he the last guy that gets all the say?
Well, so I mean, like, he's the owner. It's his money.
Right,
you know?
So it's like you can have anybody. I'm sure it's not like a Jordan situation down there with a bunch of yes men, you know, because we would have heard about that already, you know. But it's like, yeah, let's do this. No. I'm going to give Albert Haynesworth a fucking $50 million.
See, it's just like, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, Dan Snyder doesn't seem like this rogue, like, GM owner, like, you know.
I just don't think he's.
Like
he's,
Jerry Jones or, like, fucking, you know, Al Davis.
Jerry, despite all his faults, he has his finger on the pulse. He just doesn't admit it because, you know, he's Jerry Jones. He doesn't admit to being wrong.
Look at all the moral victories Dallas had this year.
You know?
Let's face it. And those are almost, like, real victories.
Almost. Like,
not going to get you into the playoffs.
No. Almost only counts on horseshoes and hand grenades.
Because.
Shrapnel, baby.
When you blow off the horse's legs. Anyway. You know, it's just. I don't know. I didn't realize that it was such a poorly run organization, but I guess it makes sense. I mean, the last time they were good was, like, what, the early 90s, maybe?
Right. We weren't even really into football then.
No, it was like, I was aware they were in a Super Bowl, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, I know what football is. Why does everybody like it? This shit's stupid.
Yeah, or it's just something I watched with my dad. Or rather, my dad would watch it, and I would kind of roll around on the floor.
Right, exactly. Like, same shit with basketball. Like, I don't like basketball as much as I do football, but it's the same shit. It's like, it's on. Mom's watching it. Like, okay.
But
I want to play Super Nintendo. Back when every household would have, like, one TV.
One TV. Well, see, we weren't allowed to have TVs in our room until we were 10.
I think I got my first TV when I was, like, 12 or 13. And it was like a 12-inch or something.
Oh,
like
mine
that.
Was 13.
Yeah, I think it might have been, like, one of those tiny-ass boxes that had a little VCR in it, I think.
Oh,
I like,
see, yeah, yours had a VCR. Mine didn't have a VCR. But mine was hooked up to cable, so, like.
Yeah, only the living room was in the cable. I had the fucking rabbit ears. You kids. The digital TV.
whatever. You had a VCR.
Tracking and shit.
I had to watch porno in the family room.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
The one tape that we had.
The like, one.
As a group of kids.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Mom.
But,
Psych.
But, yeah. It's... I don't know. Winter Olympics are coming up. Lindsey Vonn will not be participating.
And I could have told Miss Vonn that like 8 months ago.
Tiger must be disappointed. He's like, oh.
No, he isn't. He's happy. He's about
Lindsey,
to.
Lindsey, y'all.
He's about to wax that ass with a group of other white girls.
Hey, Lindsey. What do you think Tiger's kids call her?
Lindsey.
like blonde devil. in whatever.
When
like,
she's in, when they're in Elin's home, that's what they call her.
Yeah.
But in the presence of Tiger, they call her Mama Linsland.
Linsland,
yep. Mama Linsland. You refer to her as Mama Linsland. Yep, that's the truth. That's the truth. Don't even think about it. Just accept
hashtag
that as fact.
Truth.
Truth. Speaking of hashtags, follow us on Twitter.
But no, we got one more thing to talk about.
No, I'm not signing off. I'm just saying follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
TMS report, baby. Holla.
Holla. Alex Rodriguez.
A motherfucking rod.
Yeah, going we to lose definitely $25 gotta close it out. $25 million.
Good.
One season good. Of baseball. PEDs.
Good. He's a goddamn liar.
He is a goddamn liar, but everyone is a liar. Everyone is a scumbag in that situation. I watched the 60 Minutes piece, and my God, nobody came out looking good.
That's the thing, though. Like, that's the point.
MLB paid off that motherfucking informant.
It's a circle of scumbags doing scumbag shit. Now,
they paid for his bodyguards. They paid for, like, they made sure that the FBI didn't press any, like, charges against him for drug trafficking. Like, they bought his testimony.
Whether I didn't see that because I was working.
Yeah, but basically, it's like they bought this guy. He didn't, like, come forward because he was going to get pinched. They, like, kind of figured out what he was doing, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do anything. And then they're like, well, we're going to get the FBI on you.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what's up? And they're like, well, if you help us, and if you nail, you know, and if you, like, if you say that A-Rod did this stuff, you know, then we'll help you out, you know. And it was just, Bud Selig is a fucking slime ball. A-Rod is a dick, and fucking, like, whatever the goddamn guy's name is, Balco or whatever the fuck.
Now, for me,
he's like a rat. Like, just
A-Rod
in the most derogatory sense of the word.
Like, this is, we never heard of this Scott fellow prior to this shit.
Borsch, Anthony Borsch.
Or whatever, yeah, whatever his name is. We've never heard of fucking, we know Bud Selig's a fucking dick, but we've never, you know, heard of this kind of.
Yeah, but that's like so shady.
Baggery. We've never heard about this douchebaggery with him. However, when it comes to A-Rod, what is this, like his third PED scandal?
I'm not saying he didn't cheat.
I didn't say you didn't say that, you know. All I'm saying is, when it comes down to it, this has to do with an athlete lying and cheating in the sport that he said, you know, he said he wasn't going to do, and that he never really admitted to last year or whenever the fuck that happened, and all the evidence comes out, and he's still like, no, no, you know, and it's like, motherfucker, you're caught, shut the fuck up. Just deal with your punishment and go away. Just disappear for a year.
Clemens got away with it.
Just disappear, man. Instead, he wants to fight it with all this bravado, you know, because he's got a fucking huge ego. And, you know, they're all scumbags, every single one of them. But, you know, A-Rod is the player. He is the focus. Bud Selig can, you know, he's out next season. He, you know, you really think he gives a fuck?
No.
Kinda. No. He cares about his legacy.
Yeah,
his
but I mean,
shit
that's
is going down as kicking out the highest paid baseball player ever for fucking cheating. That's all some Pete Rose shit, yo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, crazy thing. He's not banned for life.
No, he's not banned for life.
Pete Rose bet on some games.
Yeah.
That's the other part where I'm like kind of like, this is fucked up.
It is fucked up, but it is on the same level. Like, this was...
Pete Rose is the greatest hitter of all time.
So is A-Rod, because he cheated and he's denying it. You know?
It's just like,
there's a lot of parallels.
There's just like
a lot of differences too.
The only other hypocrisy I see this much in sports is with like the fucking NCAA and their punishments. Like this,
or lack thereof,
or just their complete arbitrary, like just like, nope, I'm gonna, this school is fucked forever, whereas this school, give it a couple of years.
You know what? Half a season.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck, but I don't know. It was, nobody looks good in it. Looks good, and it's just,
it honestly though, it's. You didn't know it was this dirty, but you knew it was dirty.
I knew it was dirty, but didn't know it was like dirty on every level. Like wait. Everybody in this situation is just like, I'm just like, oh, you're just, oh, like Anthony Borch, this guy's like, oh, I'm like, you're like, you ooze your own hair gel. You're that greasy. And like, you leave stains on paper that you just touch, like, paper
so
that.
Good.
You just touch paper and it's clear. It looks like a fucking like
somebody, wax paper.
Yeah, like wax paper. It's just
the clear greasy shit.
Yeah, but it's just like, and I just like the underhanded way about the at which baseball went about the investigation. Just really, just was like, I was like, yeah, he cheated, but you guys.
That's why baseball
is the result really worth like looking this like just like, yeah, we're getting the truth at any cost and just we're gonna fuck this guy over.
But the thing is, everybody,
it's so vindictive.
Everybody is losing.
Yeah.
Everybody. I don't care about baseball. This makes me care even less about baseball that your commissioner is swooping down this low to get one guy, even though, you know, there's just too much shit going on. Fuck baseball. Go Red Sox. Congratulations on that World Series again. You know, but other than that, screw baseball.
Oh, great.
Screw it.
Several San Diego Chargers fans beat a man wearing a Broncos jersey in San Diego Sunday night after a second round playoff game.
Of course.
And the video was posted to the internet. Way to keep it set classy, San Diego.
The thing about internet videos, though, you don't know what happened prior.
Yeah.
You know, but it does, that's stupid, you know. But, like, you know, I take those kind of shits with a grain of salt because I know firsthand how much shit Broncos fans talk. You know, this guy could have probably been coming out of his mouth really sideways. And for you guys that don't know what that means, it means he was oozing diarrhea out of the mouth, you know. I don't know this, and I don't, you know, I hope the guy's all right, you know, but at the same time, it's like, we don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
But it's again, but still, like, really?
But
over fucking sports.
Yeah, no, there's no reason. There's no reason any fan should be hurt at
absolutely
all
not.
For being a fan.
No, even if you're shit-talking, man, that's part of fucking sports.
That's it. Just, you know.
But like I said, at the same time, it's just like, you don't... People are stupid, man.
Yeah, and don't run... Hey, if you're in a bar full of Chargers fans, maybe not run your mouth.
Yeah,
just
maybe not.
Be smart about it. Not that that gives anyone the right to hurt
right.
you.
And not saying... We're not saying that guy did that. But, you know, and then you have those guys, that group, that gang mentality, you know, just like, yeah, I can do anything I want. I'm with my boys. Fuck this guy, you know. Eh, it's fucking stupid, man.
Oh, the police were on hand. It probably wasn't that bad. Police can be seen in the video trying to stop the attack. So.
But honestly, it seems like it's always a goddamn team based out of California's fan base that does some stupid shit.
Even Florida fans aren't this bad.
Even baseball, the Dodgers and the Giants.
Yeah.
Fans, like, now the fucking football, Raiders fans. Like,
Raiders,
oh, man.
Come on. People.
Chargers fans now.
Yeah, like, that doesn't make me... That makes me not want to go down there.
Yeah,
like,
that's terrible, man.
Like, I don't want to get beat up.
For liking the team that's better than yours?
Yeah.
like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Buy a better team, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You got enough money? Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
Go LA Chargers. All right, here... thanks again for listening.
Peace.
We'll be back next week.
Bye.
I'll be either pretty happy or super depressed.
It is a 13th Bach tune.
It's the new improved hood hop. I make her more fucking his piss to the wop. Dirty ran his mouth to the album drop. Why is that? Track boy beats like a free brick of cane on the block. I'm 17, name ain't the same on the block. And Peter knocked the nigga out his frame on the block. And he'll come through and let it rain on the block. And all they got to say is it's a shame on the block. I'm hot, homeboy. Don't ever get it twisted. Numbers unlisted. State in third district. For real. I'm ready to get naughty, best of both worlds. So, hey, shawty, show me the party, and I'll show you the coke. I can't show you my dick, you can show me your throat. If a nigga trip, then we'll show him the folk. If his niggas run up to, then we'll show him some moat. Now I'm a high dirty, I'm living dirty, and I'm a peak dirty, and I'm gone dirty. So where you at, dirty? So where you at, dirty? Where you at, dirty? Where you at, dirty? Now I'm a high dirty. Now I wish a nigga would friend up like that. When I put that on the hood, I'ma strike back. And niggas talk shit, but I don't like that. Saying I don't like G, but I ain't write that. And baby mama's man ain't about shit. Basically what I'm saying, dude, fuck a bitch. And if I had to, I'd touch a bitch. In the same breath, turn around and touch a click. And nigga, if I said it, then I fucking meant it. And nigga, if it's raining, I ain't fucking in it. Track boys, give me money so I fucking spin it. Y'all rolls pre-well, but not the authentics. And fuck your fucking floor and your roof, clown. I got shit that'll turn your fucking coop round. You ain't heard, I'm the truth now. Matter of fact, hook gon' break it down. Break it down.
I'm a high dirty, I'm living dirty. And I'm a peak dirty, and I'm gone dirty. So where you at, dirty? So where you at, dirty? Ready up, ready, ready up, ready. Now I'm a high dirty, I'm living dirty. And I'm a peak dirty, and I'm gone dirty. So where you at, dirty? So where you at, dirty? Ready up, ready, ready up, ready.
Oh, it's a miss. How we drop one single left the game. Now the whole world miss me. Freak this bitch like homegirl Missy. Like I'm selling liquor, got the whole world tipsy. Sick and tired of OG trying to jip me. So I put a lump in this shit like a hickey. All I say is tell them dudes come get me. Watch a patch of fur on his eye like a gypsy. Funny how I can't low in public. Smoke in public, girl even joke in public. Got dough, so that's why I'm so republic. I sit the dough, I start acting so republic. I had a